last time on Trebuchetville. All right. Last time on Trebuchet Village, Orc Tank. Our heroes attempted to pitch their wild and wacky idea for an amusement park called Idiotland Stupidville to some of the richest creatures in Gal Gadot, the largest majority orc city in the Terrifier Kingdom, built from the bones of long-dead Kaijumanji. Prior to going out and pitching to the orcs, the gang leveled up to level 3, among the most important levels in 5th edition. Dogen spit in the face of his dirt god, but no dirt came out, because he was mad that Dogen tricked him all these years into chewing dirt to commune with him, so he did not chew dirt this time, and that's why no dirt came out when he spit. He has become an oathbreaker, so it means he's renouncing good to become an evil paladin, and he's turning to the evil Oreo god, who is now canon.
Dogen the Oreo god.
As of last week, his name's Dogen also?
Dogen the Oreo god, yeah.
Okay, and I knew that, too. Dogen the Oreo god.
Oreos god.
Oreos. You should change it to Duncan.
Duncan?
Dogen.
Duncan.
The Oreos god.
Patrick Yodar decided to learn...
Duncan's a different god. That's the donuts god.
I said... Okay. Patrick Yodar decided to lean into the inquisitive archetype. He was choosing his roguish archetype, so he chose inquisitive... perhaps his curiosity and his penchant for mischief and shoplifting have made him more wary, more observant, and more cautious, although there are things he still remains painfully unaware, like the growth spurts of the Verdan. Evil Stevel got some spells.
Yeah!
While the Nards sit at the top of the kingdom... And King Nardwar has outlawed slavery throughout the kingdom.
No.
The orcs.
Who's saying that? I think that's the crowd from Orc Tank that's saying boo for that.
Who's saying boo? That's weird. The orcs' love of slavery defies his decree.
Yeah.
And that's the pitch that the gang made, basically.
Who's doing that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't be anybody at the sound design of this D&D campaign.
It's so immersive.
Oh, my God.
I love slaves.
Slaves are too awesome.
Slaves. I want slaves in real
Patrick,
life.
Patrick, what are you saying?
Pat, why are you saying
Why did you say slaves are
Pat,
cool?
Did you say I want slaves in real life really quietly?
No.
Why did you say that, man? That's
the
weird.
The five orcs in the orc tank question the adventurepreneurs, challenge their metrics and their
Not
vision.
Have the budget for another one.
And eventually made several offers. The one that most intrigued Evil Stevel, at least, was the offer of 2 fish... From and or for the giant walrus that wandered into the Orc Tank arena of Getsum Dome about a year ago and hasn't moved since. In Orc Tank, when you accept an offer from one of the orcs, you have to fight them in combat. If you win, you can take their offer. If you lose, you die. Also, if you win, you can take their offer, but you can also field additional offers after that are still on the table. No one's ever fought. No one's ever taken an offer from the giant walrus because the walrus never really makes an offer.
Yeah,
so
we were the first ones.
You guys are the first ones. This is a big deal.
It's called being a trailblazer. Yep.
That's right. We're the first ones who had a good enough idea for the walrus to make an offer.
We're breaking the glass ceiling.
So we rolled initiative earlier in the evening. So I have...
Yes, sir.
The order here.
It's not a trick or cheating or anything.
Yep.
No,
we
don't
just rolled
that.
It earlier.
Don't do that because people will think it is sometimes.
We're not fudging the story of the game.
No.
We each got dirty 20s.
No, it's not true. Yes. Sullivan actually...
Patches isn't making these up off the top of his head to tell the story he wants to tell.
Well, I'll re-roll right now.
You can.
Okay.
Do you want us to re-roll?
I'll re-roll.
No, don't do it.
I got a 19.
You are the only. You are last in the order. The walrus is second to last.
Okay.
Do you want me to re-roll?
I just re-rolled.
No.
I got 19.
You know
and everyone
I'm
else...
happy being last.
All right, Sullivan goes.
I'm
going to
shine from behind.
Actually. So
Sullivan does not go first.
He does. He got a 17 plus 2, and so that's.
Well, they're tied then.
No, because Camp
Sullivan has
Dogen
a better initiative bonus than me.
Wait, are we taking your 19?
Do I have
you
an initiative bonus? 19 is what I rolled before.
You do have an initiative bonus.
I didn't actually roll a 19 just
so
now.
I rolled a 12, and then what's my initiative bonus?
It's on your character
sheet. Check it out.
Shit.
It's probably, I think your dex is pretty high.
Yeah.
It's probably like plus
My initiative bonus
four?
Is plus 3.
plus three.
So I rolled a 12 plus three. I got 15.
Yes. Yeah, you're still in the same spot because Dogen still got higher than you. Dogen, if we're taking that 19.
I didn't roll a 19 just now. I was joking. A 19 is what I rolled last time
so
when we tried to record this the first time.
I did.
Oh,
okay. Okay. So in that case, then Sullivan is actually after you because
I know he better be.
I didn't know that. I thought you got a 17.
Please don't hurt him.
I actually have plus six initiatives. So Sullivan's actually after me.
So the arena is about like it's about like two football fields by two football fields. It's pretty massive, right? It has a whole crowd of people from the city. You guys and the walrus. So you see the other four orcs of the orc tank, sort of walk towards the side of the arena and go into like a little private booth box to watch the fight. The walrus sort of is just kind of like confused about what's happening.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We got a surprise attack.
Yeah.
And you guys are sort of in the middle right now of the arena and, you see a announcer, ladies and gentlemen, now the giant walrus versus, what do you guys call yourselves?
The three best friends.
No, Stievel's Angels.
No, it's not Stievel's Angels. It's,
Evil Stievel's Angels.
Roll to see if you could persuade me.
Maybe it's, what about the good guys?
How about Stievel's Angels?
Dogen's Devils.
What the fuck?
All of you roll.
I'm fine with that.
All of you roll a persuasion check.
Yodan's Yodelers.
Here, get some more dice out here, too. Get D20. There it is. Patrick Yodar.
Perception.
How'd you do?
Persuasion. 17.
Patrick Yodar has a plus right. 8 on persuasion, I know. Okay, so unless you get a crit.
Not 4.
No. No, Patrick Yodar is going to be able to decide what the name is.
Our name is
Stievel's Angels. Stievel's Angels.
It's Patrick's Angels. Patrick's Angels.
The worst name I've ever heard.
I'm fine with that. He split the difference.
And Patrick's Angels. Patrick's or
see, it doesn't really roll off the tongue very well.
It's not a very good name. I think maybe hold on. We want
to
change the name.
Maybe if we have a bad name, they'll underestimate us, and it'll
be maybe
easier
a good idea.
To win. Yeah, it might be strategic.
The walrus will underestimate. All right,
if we got a bad name, okay. hold on. I've got a worse name. The poop guys.
That's a better name. Eaters. That's a way better name.
The shit fuck.
The homeless guys.
The homeless guys.
Normally,
yeah,
the homeless guys.
The homeless.
Three homeless guys.
Three homeless
and
guys.
Three. And three homeless guys.
It's technically true.
Yeah, true.
I guess.
I don't know where I fucking live.
I think you said a bush once in one episode.
Yeah, that's. I think that's hardly a home.
So. And so initiative starts. So the walrus has like a position in the turn order, but he doesn't really know what's going on. So, Dogen, you definitely have an opportunity here for a surprise round.
Okay.
You all would have an opportunity basically for a surprise round.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to surprise round. I'm going to attack the walrus with my warhammer, which is not a shovel anymore because
yeah,
I don't like dirt.
I was going to wonder.
Well, it looks exactly the same, but it's not a shovel. It's a spoon for eating Oreos.
It's spoon now for eating
it's
Oreos.
It's an Oreo spoon, yeah.
Okay.
A war Oreo spoon.
Okay, yeah. So you could just like run up and charge the walrus.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
He's just sort of like lazily just sort of wobbling back and forth, is getting a little wary of you, but not really sure what's happening.
Okay, well, I rolled a 7.
Okay, a 7 plus what?
A 7.
A 7 total?
A 7 total, yeah.
Okay, you trip. He has a low armor class.
Oh, no.
You just sort of trip and like, your spoon goes flying out.
And hits him?
And just, like, 5 feet in front of you. Like you.
And it hits him?
Does
and deals
not
damage?
Hit him. Does not hit him.
He gets
you're about
stuck
15
in his
feet
mouth.
In front of the walrus, who is now just kind of, is just like, he's just kind of, like, confused and a little startled by you. It's Sullivan's turn. Sullivan sort of like looks at you guys and says like,
should I attack him?
What do you think, Sullivan? Don't attack him. Why would you attack? We want him to invest in our idea.
But the rules.
So go listen. Go up. Get real close to him.
Okay.
Give him a kiss right on the lips.
I don't...
Come on,
yeah,
go ahead.
I don't know.
Sweet the deal right between the tusks.
I start pushing him by his butt, just like pushing him in.
Okay,
come
okay.
on, go. Start puckering up. You got some chapstick.
You want me to kiss him?
Yeah, right on the lips.
Yeah,
he's
kiss,
about to be your boss.
Wow. All right, so he's going to have to, I guess, roll an attack roll, I guess,
he
to do that.
So
I'm trying to figure out. I guess it's an attack
stupid.
Roll.
He does anything we say.
Pretty much. All right, where are the D20s?
There's one right here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Start emptying out more of the dice bags while I roll, so we can
I'll
just...
empty your bag.
Don't say that. Okay. So he goes to like, at the very least, embrace the walrus. And with that, you can get all the audio of that.
That's a good sound.
Yeah, and with that solid zero, like that eight with no bonus on it, he instead sort of like accidentally like grazes his hand just across the walrus' stomach, and the walrus is sort of like,
"What are you doing, Sullivan? Walruses
so
hate that.
I didn't
we,
mean to
we
do
said
that.
To kiss him. What are you doing?
Oh my god!
I got nervous.
How do you
Sullivan?
Fail
have
a
you
kiss?
Have you ever kissed before?
We're gonna take you out tonight.
Oh God!
Are you kidding me?
He's never kissed before.
We're going out tonight. After this is over, we're going out tonight. We're getting
Sullivan
his first
kiss.
I think technically I'm still. I mean, I'm not saying this. Technically, they're still married. I think. So.
Oh yeah, but we don't remember.
Yeah.
That's why you're too loyal.
Too loyal to what? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember something, but nothing complete.
Sorry, I zoomed out into third person.
Also,
just a moment.
If somebody ever wants to tell me if they think I did the attack roll as the option for kissing, right? I think that makes sense, but I thought it was funny. I would love to know. Okay, now it is so far. Okay. Patrick's turn. So far, you've done no damage to this walrus that doesn't even know it's fighting. So I'm curious.
I'm gonna shoot it in the head with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, go for it, brother.
This is let's think of this as an investment. I guess I don't really.
No,
I really don't understand.
Trying to say something cool right now.
Yeah, it was. Did that work? I don't
know. You have a plus eight
like,
on charisma. I don't know
like,
what's
I'm gonna,
happening.
I'm going to invest this arrow in your damn
yeah,
walrus
say like,
brain.
This arrow's like on a chart of sales. It's and
yeah.
like an arrow
yeah.
that goes up
say,
on
what
sales.
Was the, you about to be in the red.
Say like,
what was that? The animal
good.
In that book that's been going around Moby Ditch?
Moby Ditch?
Yeah, it's one
a
of
ditch
his,
whale.
It's one of his fucking dirt books.
Ditch whale.
I think it was a dirt whale. Yeah.
A dirt whale? It's kind of like a worm.
What
are they saying in that?
What
maybe
does
I could,
have anything to do what? With...
I was going to pull a quote
it's
from that,
call,
maybe.
Call, the dirt, call me dirt
look,
whale.
You know what?
And he's loading his crossbow, I think.
Look, I
no,
need it.
Just booing. It's the most boring fight of all time.
Ah, shit. All right.
Tripped,
all right, I guess I'm just going to...
Touch the walrus. Yeah.
I guess I'm just going to... Shoot him with an arrow. 16.
Check your plus. It's pretty good, brother. It's your crossbow. I can also check on my
end. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me just pull that up. Oh, wait.
He's talking that whole time. Didn't even pull up the crossbow.
It's plus 5, so
plus
it's
five?
A 21.
Oh, shit.
That hits 100%.
Yeah. In
so,
his head?
If you, yeah, I would say if you wanted to hit in his head, it does. So
I did say
damage.
I was
going to
hit his head.
Yeah, you did. So it's 1d6.
Oh, 1d6.
1d6, and then we're going to add 3 to that.
6.
Damn. Okay. So yeah, you just like are babbling about random shit and just like just casually launched a crossbow, and the walrus, you just went, and just like, funk. Like he just screams like bloody murder.
Hmm.
He's now kind of aware of what's going on. I would say evil. You see, yeah, you want to lower my voice there. Evil. I would say it's you're up. You still get. You still. The surprise round is still going on. So
yeah. Didn't,
okay. It's
didn't
all
realize...
happening within the same 6 seconds. So.
I did not realize the walrus would be so mad at that.
I think I'm gonna want to use chill touch.
Hell yeah.
To try to take out the crossbow bolt and then stick it back in the same hole.
Ooh.
I will allow that. You should try that shit.
Okay. So.
I don't, that sounds fucking cool.
What do I roll here? You would roll
attack roll.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, one crit one.
Oh my god.
The you take out the crossbow bolt and you pat his head with a touch.
Whoops!
You just that was a really whole lot of
actually
control.
Really kind of you, yeah. Steve.
My non-dominant
what level
chill touch hand.
Level three changed you.
I don't have a lot of control over
it. Nicer guy now.
So yeah, maybe I became a little bit sweet. Maybe I've been evil this whole time. Level three changed.
Sweetie Stevel.
That's so wrong. Yeah,
the walrus.
Evil Stevel. Evil Sweevil.
Evil Sweevil.
Sweetest Beevil.
Sweetest Beevil.
I don't know. We'll come up with a new name later. It doesn't matter.
This arena has made us just very flustered, I think.
Yeah, something about this really.
God, I don't.
I got a lump in my damn throat.
Yeah, I think. God, our
it's
stage,
stage
fright.
Fright.
Yeah,
oh my
stage
God.
Fright
butterflies
is horrible.
In my tummy.
Would you guys stop talking?
Oh, that guy's part of the audience.
Oh God.
One guy's like head's exploding with anger. He's not seeing blood.
I forgot about my stage fright. Fuck.
God damn.
So the walrus is now up. He is. I'm going to give him a chance to attack in this case. He's going fucking nuts. He is going to go after Sullivan because Sullivan's right in front of him. And I think, is that how it's arranged on that? Yep, it's just Sullivan. So let's see how that goes. Wow, he got a crit one.
Oh,
so he
cool.
tries to body flop on Sullivan, and instead he falls backwards. He just like goes, like he hasn't fought in so long. He just rolls backwards. Like, he's like on his back. He's all upset. He's like so upset about it.
I can't wait. I like, can I real quick just like walk up to like the middle of this like kind of fight that we're trying to have?
Yeah.
Just look at everybody and be like, what are we doing, guys?
Yes. Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
We've just been
as a reaction. Here, you're doing a speech,
just barely, just whiffing punches point blank, just looking at, just fucking slipping on banana peels and shit.
Hey, I hit my target.
How
I don't know
this?
About you guys.
Well, not you, but how about this? What if we just call it a day? We just restart. We just go, walrus. You still want two fish, right? All right, listen to you, buddy. I'll give you two fish if that's what it's going to take.
Roll, God, I don't know, persuasion on the walrus. He doesn't know what fish are.
He doesn't
earlier,
know what fish are.
He kind of knew.
He said the word fish.
Oh, yeah, I did do that, huh?
One.
You know what? Never mind.
With that one, the walrus just like... Like, you're, like, wandering up to the walrus. He's, like, on his back, like, whining. And he just fucking farts in your face. Not even on
this
purpose.
This is getting worse by the second.
He just, like, farts.
Yeah, I'm starting to taste that. That is disgusting. That is one of the grossest
God,
things.
I was gonna say, tastes like two fish.
And, you know, we're outside, too, and the fact that I can taste it is just, it's just awful.
It's like he farted in a sedan.
Yeah,
God,
it's like
damn. With the windows up.
Yeah, you know, it tastes a lot like pickled onions. Can you taste that?
The giant walrus has the ability to hold his breath. That's like a noted ability. He holds his breath for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm running in a circle, and a green cloud of fart is following me in a circle.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I think the cloud's forming a fist.
All right, I'm going to say that the walrus, which typically has a multi-attack, is not able to with that one.
Okay.
So, up closer to you, yeah. So, I'm going to say we're going to go back to the top of the order. Dogen, you're up.
Okay, all right, this time I'm going to make this count.
You're still, you're definitely still, you're close enough that you can try to hit him, I would say.
I'm going
to, sure.
I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds.
All right.
I'm going for it.
Tell me about Inflict Wounds, brother.
Well... Basically, you know how like when you take an Oreo and
oh my God,
you twist it apart?
Yes, yeah, I'm familiar.
So it's like that, but I can just take just like the cookie part of an Oreo. I just have one of those in my pocket and I put it on their skin, and if I twist it, it can pull out
peel them apart.
Heart. Yeah.
You're in a temple of doom, this poor walrus.
It's the only thing that's going to work, okay?
Okay, I believe you. Yeah. Roll a melee spell attack.
What the fuck is that?
He just rolled on top of the fucking.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
The XLR.
How did you do that?
We can't even count that.
It was, it was a number. Okay, that is a 13.
That absolutely hits.
Okay, that's
3d10 necrotic damage.
Yeah. Okay.
So get wicked wild with it, brother. Let's find you a d10. Yeah. You can just roll one three times.
No, you gotta roll three.
You gotta
at
roll
once.
All three at once. Yes, sir.
That is
god.
24.
God damn.
Shit. Oh my god.
Can you describe? Like, I'm gonna give you free reign to describe what you do with that kind of damage.
Yeah, well, I do the Oreo thing, and it just, like, takes out, like, a cylinder of like, blubber, of, like, and it just, it looks, what, and I pull it out, and then I take another Oreo cookie, and I put it on the other side, so it's like a 100 times stuff Oreo filled with walrus blubber.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
Hell no. That's disgusting.
Oh my god.
I only eat Oreos with
you
cream.
Feel the dark presence of the Oreo god
in
like
these times,
smile
is
glee.
I put it here's the I put it in my bag. I'm starting an Oreo collection.
Okay.
That's my character's new twisted thing is he collects the flesh of everybody in
all right,
Oreos.
I'm gonna add that to your inventory.
I turned
it
evil.
It is one of the weirdest things I think I've seen.
Well,
I can't help it. I'm evil now.
Yeah, this is like a new turn for this guy.
Blubber and, Oreo.
I don't know. I think I'm not used to it. I think maybe
you'll get used to it.
Yeah, as time goes on, maybe
the thing
I'll
is, it's still the same old me. I just do weird stuff.
Yeah,
now.
No, that is not the same old. You just made an Oreo out of walrus fat.
I would have done that before.
The walrus was
I'm
still
just more
alive
confident
too.
Now.
Yeah, the walrus. He's screaming.
That's the thing.
In pain.
It's like, I mean, you've beheaded a guy, but we've all done things, but.
Yeah, that's just
okay,
that
walrus is
for
still
me.
Alive.
Yeah, well, I didn't kill it.
Oh, I guess, okay. I mean, I'm not going to.
You'd rather I have killed it?
Now that I'm thinking about it, you didn't kill it. Nah, it's fine.
I'll just heal it later, too.
Well, I guess it's my turn in the game.
Go, Sullivan.
So
go,
Sullivan.
Sullivan.
It's your birthday.
Sullivan is going
We're
to
gonna
do.
We're going to party like it's Sullivan's birthday.
I wish it was Sullivan's
Drink
birthday.
Drink Bacardi like it's Sullivan's birthday.
Sullivan is going to do a, instead of trying to kiss the guy, he's going to do fairy fire. So this walrus has to.
Instead of trying to kiss the guy, he's going to do fairy fire.
All right. You know, you're going to be thankful if it goes well, I'll tell you that much. So the walrus has to try to avoid the fairy fire that's coming towards it. And he does, because Sullivan's spell DC is not very good. So Sullivan tries to cast Fairy Fire on him, and the walrus is just able to almost, like, seize the, like, blue sparkling energy that's going to, like, wrap around it and give you guys all advantage. And just sort of, like, bats it away with his flipper.
I might hit someone in the crowd.
Thank you so... Oh.
That's what I say when I see guys. I'm about to thank Sullivan. I'm about to be really thankful, but then that's when I stop.
Does it hit anyone in the crowd, or
it gets close to like a child and then dissipates right before it reaches it? Sullivan's now gonna look to Patrick Yodar, and he's gonna say,
"Patrick Yodar, you will go far in this fight." Tonight.
And it rhymed.
Yeah, and he said that because he gives you a bit of bardic inspiration. So
that was beautiful. I actually, can you write that down for me? I have a little bit of parchment in my back pocket. If you could,
okay, yeah.
If while I'm attacking, can you just write that down?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I'll put it in my back pocket. And I'll just.
Yep.
Do you know how to write?
Oh yeah, I'm one of the few who are literate in Trebuchet Village. So
you know how to write.
Yeah. Is there another way I should say that?
I think he might be lying to me.
I'm not lying.
Can you read?
I can write. I can read, yes. I can't read every language, but common for sure.
Can you do complex calculations?
Yeah, that's it. That was what I was going to ask next.
Well, that sort of depends. How complex?
Yeah, he's lying.
I did run a general store.
What number am I thinking of?
Yeah, answer that. While this is going on, I'm like...
six?
Absent-mindedly just like...
Oh, that's the number I'm thinking of.
Zero.
Oh.
My favorite number.
Well. All
right, so I launch. Yeah, while that's happening, I'm shooting my crossbow.
Yeah, so roll a d20. You also have a... Now you have a one bardic inspiration you could use as well.
Okay. Do I have to use it right now?
No, you can use it whenever you want. It okay. adds a D6 to any ability check or attack roll
okay.
or that you do.
Yeah. All right, I think I'm just going to go plain here. I'm
yeah, go for
plain.
It.
Plain shot.
You can use it after the roll, but before I declare the result.
Okay. So. Got 17? A 17 again.
Yeah, wait, plus 5, that yeah. hits for sure. Yeah, roll yeah. for damage. So that's a D6 again.
3.
Plus 3. So another 6 damage to this walrus. It, walrus is not looking too hot right now. You guys are just chipping away at it. So it's just like...
Man, shut up, bitch.
Now it's the walrus's turn. So he's going to get up, and he is going to try to belly flop again, this time on Dogen, because mm-hmm. Dogen took out a chunk of his flesh. So see how he does. That's a natural 20.
Oh, man.
So that's going to be a crit. So let's get the... Give me some D8s. At least one is fine. No. I got it. Okay. So I'm going to roll this a few times.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay. That's not so bad. It's a 1. Oh, okay.
It's another 1.
Wow. Oh, baby.
All right. You're getting...
Oh, dude.
A 5. Okay. And another 1.
Oh,
wow.
My God, dude.
That could have been very bad. Instead... Yeah. You take 14 damage from that.
14?
That could have been...
What are you talking about? That could have been... That's pretty bad.
That could have been... I mean, it could have been anywhere between...
All right, I'm at 11.
You got this, bitches. I believe in you. 38. Mm-hmm. And kind of closer to what we got this time. All right, so... now, he's going to go after you again, since the body flop went so well. He's going to go
what?
After you again with his tusks. So he's going to roll a d20. Let's see how he does.
Is he trying to bite me?
He's going to try to, like, just, like, fucking gore you. With
his mouth
tusks.
Is going towards me?
His, yeah, yeah.
I hold out the Oreo that what? I made out of
gum. Oh, you going to make him eat his own
He's
going to
do it himself.
Food?
Dude, it's up to him.
All right. You going to make him eat a snack made
this
out of himself?
This is his own choice.
I'm
it's his own
how
choice.
Resolves.
That's
gotta,
a cr-
Wow, it worked. It worked. It worked in the universe we live in now. We got a crit 1. Yeah, wow, amazing. So he goes to get you, and he sees his flesh, and you watch his eyes well up with tears.
I think he thinks it's his son.
Yeah, his son is a little yeah. little Oreo.
You had Walrus POV
it's so
right
awesome
now.
Being evil.
Walrus POV right now, you would see it's like it becomes like a baby walrus. It goes... and
you
he just like stops
despicable,
short
Dogen.
Of attacking you. It just rears back and just like is thinking more than a walrus has ever thought before. And now it's Evil Steeval's turn.
Okay. You said he's not looking so good?
No. Alright, I'm not going to waste one of my awesome super spells on him. That's what I call them. I'm going to use...
Yes, sir.
I'm going to use Ray of Sickness.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah, that's problem? So that's so funny you have that in your
Ray
like,
of Sickness.
Describe to me Ray of Sickness.
Ray of Sickness is, I mean, I don't know. I've never used it before.
Hell yeah.
I guess we'll see. I'm guessing it's going to be like a green beam of vomit.
It literally like, says a ray of sickening greenish energy lashes out toward
yeah,
the
so
creature.
I'm pretty smart, so it'll come out of my hands
yeah, dude.
Like Kamehameha. And it will
yes,
hit
sir.
Him, and I guess he gets, like, sick in a couple days?
Yeah, I mean, he basically, on a failed save, he'll get poisoned. So, it's an attack,
plus
and then
it does
I make
damage,
a save.
Right?
Yes, oh okay. yeah, it does damage. So roll a d20, see if it lands, and then I'll see if I can save.
Shit.
Oh, right. Balls. There we go.
2.
Fuck.
Oh, no!
You shoot this ray of sickness out.
I just want to hit him one time.
And it just sort of, like, dissipates as it's reaching towards him. And he's still, like, staring, like, sort of like he's hearing, like a Mazzy Star song in his head as he's, like, zoning out. Can't believe that he, like, saw his own flesh before him.
I think he didn't notice I went. I might be able to do another turn.
Nice try. Pretty funny, but it's Dogen's turn.
Okay.
now it's time to get really evil.
The and crowd hears that and goes like nuts when they hear
so
that.
So I hold the Oreo over the spot that it came from, and I'm trying to hit it in with the shovel to put it back into his like hammering in a nail.
This is awful.
And I'm gonna do this attack on every enemy from now on.
Wait, plus what though?
Seven.
That hits.
Oh, a seven hits?
Oh, you got a seven. I think you said plus seven.
No.
No. A seven. So you go. Can you tell me what happens? Hey, this fucks up because it's pretty funny.
I hit my thumb with the shovel and it puffs up really big like a cartoon. And I go,
March!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You go, yeah!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I start hopping around in a circle.
Yeah, the walrus is still in a daze. Sullivan, it's Sullivan's turn, and after his the terrible showing of his fairy fire, he's instead going to take out his knife, his dagger, and try to just stab the walrus. As it worked for him last time, the last time he stabbed, when he stabbed the brave lion, so he's going to try it again. D20.
There's two right there.
You're kidding me.
There's one right there. Oh, no, wait. Never mind.
It's not D20 here.
Stupid.
Oh, my
next
bad.
Next time we'll just have the dice out.
There's one right there.
Beforehand. Okay.
Is that a six or a nine?
That's a six, and that hits. That's how low this guy's AC is, because plus three, that hits. And so Sullivan's going to need a D4, so it's a triangle, the pyramid, the triangle. Fucking. All right. And let's see how he does. That's a four.
Yo.
Nice, Sullivan. So Sullivan runs up to this thing after you try to like knock the flesh and hit your thumb. It's like you pull back and Sullivan rushes in and then just like goes like, and just starts stabbing him in the stomach. And the wall like finally snaps out of its daze after seeing its own flesh after all these failed attempts at attacking it. And Sullivan just starts stabbing it, stabbing and stabbing it. And the walrus is starting to get really fucking pissed off. You're up. Patridge.
So I see the hole that Cameron left for to make the Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the crowd like Babe Ruth, and I point my arrow at the hole.
Yeah! Like they're all going fucking
I'm
nuts.
Like, you know, like windmill swinging my arm.
Let's
like,
go! Huge balls! Huge balls! Huge balls!
That's right. I'm going to get my arrow in his hole.
Yeah. All right. They're all chanting your name, Huge Balls.
18.
That fucking hits.
Oh, my God.
Can I just do one lick of damage on this damn walrus?
I hope you can. What?
D6 for damage?
Yes.
Okay. And we get a redo.
Roll again.
You're so bad at rolling it onto the table.
You just shoot at him, and yeah, it goes in the hole, and just like, you almost can see the arrow like nestle in there, like it's a fucked up thing, and the crowd is going nuts, and the walrus is like, no, no, no! Like, it's just like so upset about it.
All I do is I look at it, put the arrow like into my back, and just flip it off.
That's gotta do psychic damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How much do I roll for psychic damage?
No. Not quite.
How bad is the walrus looking?
He's looking pretty bad. A couple more hits, I think he's going to die.
Yeah, he's definitely looking bad. He looks like shit.
Walrus ass.
I say that to the crowd. I say, this walrus looks like shit right now.
Yeah, this walrus looks like shit.
With your big ass buck teeth.
Yeah, look at this stupid ass walrus.
Yeah, he looks awful.
He looks like shit.
Can we roll for psychic damage?
He looks like shit.
He looks terrible.
If we bully him... If we bully him,
I just want the crowd to cheer
for us.
I'm just saying, for the
long game.
Kill his ass! I still have stage fright, though.
So,
The walruses.
Don't do that to him. It's going to hurt his feelings.
It's humongous stadium right now.
Just picture everybody in the crowd in their underwear. I know half of them are already in their underwear. They're orcs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, picture the half that is not in their underwear, specifically in their underwear.
All right. I think I got it.
Okay.
Ma'am, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. You have humongous breasts and a fat
imagine it's all guys.
Oh, get me out of this damn hotel. Where am I? What the fuck is this, man?
Okay, yeah, actually, you know
get
what?
Get him out of the hotel.
Imagine they're all
for some reason.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. I think the response to that was good.
Get him out of the hotel.
Yeah, the crowd.
Get me out of this hotel. Yeah. Yeah.
Get him out of this hotel.
The crowd is loving this. We're going to make a t-shirt of this phrase later.
Hey. Get him out of this hotel.
Woo! Like it's we'll easily your catchphrase.
That's our new pitch.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. I got this for you. It's a cowboy hat.
T-shirts. Get me out of this hotel. T-shirts.
So anytime you finish a joke, just say, "Get him out of this hotel."
I got it.
All right. So the cowboy hat's gonna add to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It is the walrus's turn. So he's going to try to belly flop on...
You're
going
to be called Get Him Out of This Hotel Jones.
He's going to wander over to he's not really close enough to get to Patrick, I just realized. So he's going to try again against... this time against Sullivan. Let's see how he does. Okay, so that hits our poor Sullivan, our poor sweet Sullivan.
Oh, no.
Let's see how he does. All right. Yep.
Oof. Oh,
all right. That's one. Oh boy.
Oh no.
All right. Two. So Sullivan takes a. Oh god. Sullivan takes 16 points of damage. He is down to 2 HP. This walrus just body flying. Sullivan's like, ah! Sullivan's like trying to run away. Wherever he goes, the shadow's following him. And eventually, he just like. Gets crushed, and the only thing that saves him is that he goes directly into the hole that Dogan made. And now the walrus is going to try to gore Sullivan.
Is he stuck in the hole?
What?
He's stuck in the hole.
He's going to go back out.
His legs are sticking out of the hole.
His legs are wiggling out of the hole like a Winnie the Pooh thing.
So if the walrus attacks the hole, he's going to attack himself with his big tusks?
I would say potentially. That's pretty bad. Does that hit Sullivan, though? Because he has a...
The walrus could be inflicting damage upon himself right now.
Right, or Sullivan could be, like, biting the walrus from the
side. It does hit Sullivan, unfortunately. So, this is, I'm just gonna, there's literally no possibility. Sullivan might be dead, so I should roll for that, actually.
When Sullivan dies, maybe he voids his bowels and it gives the walrus sepsis.
Let's see. What if Sullivan dies?
Is he just gonna straight up die?
He might.
Unconscious, like die?
Let's see, because that was...
That can't happen.
Oh my god.
Two plus, what was that second roll? It was a,
I don't know. I don't remember. It was actually
he almost
one.
Died, but he didn't die. Okay. He is knocked out, though. If you get negative your full HP, I consider that death. That's how I do it.
Oh my god.
So he almost died. He was about two hit points
Jesus.
Away.
That's really scary to me.
I
gotta fuck this guy up.
Sullivan is knocked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. That was a walrus's
turn.
Still
in the hole.
Still in the hole. The walrus just like somehow like fucking like gored him a little bit with his tusk from the hole. I mean, Sullivan just like stopped moving. You just see these like frog legs dangling from the hole inside his body. But now it is your turn, Evil Steeple.
Okay. let me get
use your cheek
book of spells out. I will use my book of spells is loading.
Him out of the hotel!
Get me out of this damn hotel!
See, I told you, it's going to be amazing.
It worked, all right. I got full confidence now. I'm going to use level 2 inflict wounds.
Ooh! Yes, dude. Do it.
3. Dude, what the fuck? There's something wrong with me today.
Yeah, dude,
I've gotten like plus 5. 3. Is that plus 5?
Yeah. Damn, I'm gonna just tell you now. His AC is 9.
I know, dude. I deduced that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. All right. Well, you almost inflict wounds.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Hey,
you see,
get me out of this damn
hotel.
Like
the outline of a wound appears on him, like a dotted line.
Yeah. Where it would have been.
Yeah,
like,
some question marks pop up.
You say, like, get me out of this hotel. Everyone's like, yeah! Like, they're a little confused about what you just did and, like, what that has to do with the catchphrase. The walrus is though, like, reeling. It is furious. Dogen, you're up.
Okay.
He's not looking too good.
I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds.
Get the fuck out.
I am. And I'm going
can
to...
Can you do that?
I can do that. And this time, my Inflict Wounds... Because it's different every time. Is that I reach into my bag and I pull out a glass of milk. And I'm pouring evil milk into the hole. Because milk and Oreos is like a...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm...
Oreos thing, you
I'm
know?
Smiling evilly at this.
That's a crit.
Sorry. Sorry, Caleb.
I just don't get what I did wrong.
Okay, wait, no. I pour milk onto the spot where you aimed, and it only crits because you almost got one already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yeah, basically, like, it. I, it's basically like I couldn't have done it without
you. Loosen the jar.
Yeah, I helped on that one, by the way, and get me out of the hotel.
Get him out
right
of the damn hotel. Get this guy out of this damn hotel.
Fuck hotels!
Yeah. I'm in the corner. Like, there's like a... like what's it? The mill? What's the thing that makes shirts?
What?
The thing that makes sure, like
a woman.
Yeah. I guess in these times.
That's right. These times I'm pretty sure it's like a Chinese baby.
Yeah. Well, so I just have like a loom. I have a loom and I've been making shirts that say,
I think it
get
could
me
be loom.
Out of
the... I'm not confident enough to correct him.
Yeah. So I have a loom and I'm making shirts that say, get me out of this damn hotel the whole
yes,
time.
Sir.
I'm turning at Caleb like... Yeah, that's right. Keep it going.
That's right.
This is Orc Tank. That's going to be your second pitch, is just that shirt.
Yeah. I mean, you guys saw how funny this was.
So I think you do, with what is it, 3d10? It's
3D10.
Like some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so you do 6d10.
Okay.
6d10.
All right, that starts with 10. 13.
Oh, my God.
23.
Oh.
27.
Okay.
No,
plus
let
what?
Me keep
plus
going.
What? Plus what, though?
What do you mean, plus what?
What else is it?
No, I'm adding it. I'm taking a running total here.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, my bad. It doesn't add any bonus to that.
28.
Okay.
34 in total.
So, you have an opportunity to either kill this thing.
Yeah.
Or just knock it out with Inflict Wounds, which is why I think this rule by 5e is crazy, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm knocking it out. I'm knocking it out by the milk goes into the hole.
The
milk drips into the same disgusting
hole
and the milk goes into the walrus's bloodstream and it becomes unconscious.
Yeah, it just like, it as you do that, it's like... Lactose. And it's just like...
did that walrus that can't say anything but sometimes fish just say lactose?
And it just like collapses on the ground. And the audience goes fucking nuts. And these goblin medics run out and they like prep the walrus and like revive it. And it just sort of like wakes up dazed. It is like... starts to charge you guys. And then like one of them, like one of the goblins holds a fish up and... and like feeds it a fish, and it's like sort of calmed down a little bit. And you see the other orcs come out, and you see the announcer come out. And the announcer goes, "The winners are the poop eaters." It was that?
The three homeless
the
guys.
The three homeless guys? Yeah. I didn't remember, sorry.
The three homeless guys.
The three homeless guys!
Let me out of this hotel.
Yeah, because you're homeless. You can't.
Yeah, so it's not allowed here.
The
vagrant.
The announcer turns to you guys and says, "So you guys can go with the walrus with your extremely confusing offer, or you can talk to the other orcs,
I
see what's
maybe
out there."
I grab the,
is it like a magical microphone? Say it's a magical microphone.
It's a magical microphone.
And say there's a magical camera, too. There's magical TV camera.
Go on.
So
this better be good.
And I say, "We're going to Burger King."
That was just, you know what? Hey, it was just good enough. That's all happening now. So what it does is it, you take the camera is just constantly drawing an image at every image. Yeah. Every 24 images a second, it's just drawing on a giant like projector. We're going to Burger King is said. The audience is like, what's that? Like, you're just like kind
of
happy.
It's the king of burgers.
Yeah, you guys don't know the Burger King from the Burger Kingdom?
The whole entire audience goes, uh-uh.
Well, maybe you fucking go out for once. Maybe you don't stay in the stadium.
That's what happens when you watch too much Ork Tank.
Maybe we gotta get out of this hotel!
Hey, that's my thing. Shut the fuck up.
It's not funny anymore.
You owe me $600. You owe me 600 gold coins.
This is like a little kobold is like scurrying away. He's like scared.
I can see you. Cameras, get this guy. Follow him out of the stadium. If he tries to run away, he owes me 600 gold coins for saying his catchphrase.
Yeah, follow him out of the stadium from a really low angle.
Yeah. Get up in there.
So do you guys, are you guys?
He's wearing nothing but a kilt.
You
get under the kilt.
Are you guys going to go for the walrus, or do you guys want to feel other offers?
I think honestly,
I think we should feel more offers.
Yeah. Here's my idea. We feel more offers. We now sweeten the deal with the "Let me out of this hotel" T-shirt line.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, we can sell it.
We sell it at the park.
Yeah, we can sell it at the park.
All right, and okay. We could have a ride, maybe, called Escape the Hotel.
It's
the Haunted Hotel.
Escape from Hotel.
Escape from Hotel. That's a good name.
And it's haunted.
And it could have little cardboard cutouts of me. Like, I could be the, like, you must be this tall, 2 inches.
Yeah, that's
ride.
That's a good one. And then maybe...
And that could be, like, one of me that says, we're going to Burger King, maybe.
Yeah, and then I think maybe, like, you know, like, the ride starts out, so you get into the hotel.
Yeah. You're in a car.
You're in a car. You get into the hotel, and maybe I'm one of the people that says, enjoy your stay, if you dare.
That could be good. That could be like really good. Yeah.
Can I be like the old-timey prospector before you drop off the log flume?
Well, yeah.
Sullivan is trying to write all of this down.
Are you getting that? Can you write?
I'm trying to keep up with
all
of it.
I still don't know if Sullivan can write.
I think this is a good idea because the fish thing didn't really make any sense money-wise. I think we should feel at least one other offer. I'd be open to two.
Yeah, I think one offer is good.
I want to talk to Mr. Awful. I think that's our guy. I want in this Escape the Hotel ride, I want there to be one room where you can buy and sell drugs on the ride.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think maybe Ola, the what is that orc lady I kept yelling at.
Yeah, that was her name. Her name was Ola.
It was Ola?
It was Ola.
H-O-L-A?
It was O-L-A. I was trying to avoid that sort of thing, but yeah.
I was trying to avoid that sort of thing, but yeah.
Sullivan? A Hispanic name? You don't like saying them?
The DM's brain breaks.
You get a problem with Latina baddies?
Thinking, Steve? So Patrick thinks we fight Ola. I'm saying Mr. Awful. You're a tiebreaker here. Or you could make it even harder.
There's also Veni Vidi Vici.
I don't want to make it harder.
Or I guess you could also fight Gelatinous Cuban, but he
but
is
I
never...
I am pretty interested in Gelatinous Cuban.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make things harder for us. So, hey.
Gelatinous Cuban is now 7.5 feet from you guys.
Here's my thing. First of all, he's right there, right? Second of all, it might be fun to jump in.
Well,
you know what?
All you got to do is throw a little bit of sand at him.
Really?
Yeah, try it. Try it right now. Try pick up some sand off the ground and throw it.
Do not throw sand. Okay. It just goes into him.
He got bigger. He got a little bit bigger.
Yeah, didn't it look cool, though?
It did look cool.
It is an extremely easy fight if you fight Gelatinous Cuban with no clear offer for what you would get out of that.
You
know what?
I'm going to attack
I think if we could sweeten the deal if we take out two of them. We could sweeten
what?
What would the deal be? Then?
What are you talking about?
I mean,
Hold on. First of all, there's one of him.
I think we'll sweeten the deal. We take out Gelatinous Cuban. We've already taken out the walrus. Two of them. Three won't want to fight us. You know, maybe
we have to fight him.
Well,
problem.
But, you know, maybe she has a chance. You know, if we go with Ola or whoever.
Oh, it is a girl. Okay, all right. Then the girl. I want to kill a woman.
So we don't want to. You'll kill a woman or you won't?
I want to. I only will kill women.
Here's the question. Do we fight Gelatinous Cuban?
I don't think we do.
Show that we can fuck up Gelatinous Cuban so bad, and the whole time we look at Ola and say, this will happen to you.
Did you see how... I mean, all we have to do... Hey, Ola, do you see what we just did to that walrus? We're going to do that to you. That's it. That... See?
Yeah, but if we knew it twice... I mean, you know, maybe the first time she thinks like, oh, it
I
could
pick
be a
up
fluke.
Patrick Yodar and I throw him into Gelatinous Cuban.
All right, I'm with him. I'm with him. I think we go with Ola.
All right.
Ola or... So Ola over Kevin?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So.
Ola.
Now.
No, I'm just saying hello.
I. Pause.
Como estás?
So, with Ola, if you guys want to go for Ola, she's like kind of the only like legitimate like business person in the platonic ideal of business that people espouse, right? Mm-hmm. Vinny Vidivici is more of a VC guy. Kevin Ritterfin and Mr. Awful are criminals. Ola is the first orc to have done magic in like 100 years and has built a legitimate business. If you go with her, she will offer substantial capital, but she will also want probably around 40% control.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Whose phone is that? That's not my phone.
I don't know. Yeah, they do it every 15 minutes.
Oh, they're going to do that every 15 minutes?
Yeah, because they keep pushing it. They can only give you a 3-hour flash flood warning. So they.
That's so cute.
For every 15 minutes, they think that it will continue to be a flash flood.
Yeah.
You guys might be stuck here.
Yeah. For the folks at home, we're recording this inside
during
the
worst hurricane in the world. Yeah.
Apparently I had no idea what was happening. I didn't even know this was a reality.
I didn't have an umbrella. I had to wear.
I brought an umbrella.
One of Caleb's shirts right now.
Yeah.
It's really great.
I had to do some shit to my pants just to. You just
you had to shit
beer.
In your pants.
What? That's
it's
not even beer. That's LaCroix.
On my damn chin.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's right.
LaCroix.
Why are you
putting it there?
It's my house. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what?
That's Look at me in the eyes.
That's a good point. That is.
Stop spilling LaCroix on your crotch,
why? Caleb.
No, it's his house. Don't tell him not to do that.
Oh, you
can
shut
do what
up.
He wants.
Finding a fun way to inform the audience as to what's happening. I love that he's doing that secretly.
Okay, this is seriously uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. Yeah.
No, we're gonna have to pause so you can change your pants.
Also, it's sparkling water, so it feels like my balls are on fire.
You know what's? Yeah.
You know what's really fun?
What? Putting what?
You just ruined your mic in some way.
I shut it off. I was pretending to like be like, oh, you know what's the coolest feeling in the world? Putting your balls in sparkling water.
What are you talking about?
So
you
were trying to do
on?
That.
We're turning off your mic.
I turned
mic
it off because I didn't want the audience to know. It was a. It's a. It'll make sense when the
no,
audio.
It won't.
None of this is gonna make sense.
No, it's not gonna make
this
sense.
This is gonna be the part where they tune back in because they're like, "What the fuck are they talking about?"
Well, I tuned them back in.
I guess. I'll
so
give you credit
I think
there.
my failure at doing a bit brought the people back.
So you guys want to fight Ola?
I guess if we have to.
I want
to
kill that.
You're the one who wanted to.
I don't.
You're
I don't
the person
fight.
Who suggested it.
I don't want to fight again. But
so you were saying we should do two more fights. You were saying we should fight two more people.
Well, if we fight,
you can
mean,
take a
you
long
know,
rest before any
a
fight.
A
you
fight.
Do.
A
we
fight
are
going
to take a long rest
cube.
No matter what.
Okay.
I need to.
A fight against Gelatinous Cube would be nothing.
You need to go home.
I don't. I'm the strategist.
You need to go to bed.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a long rest.
Yes. You guys are all going to take a long rest.
I'm long resting.
Yeah. So you guys go back into the... you guys want to go back to your hotel? Because you are staying in a hotel.
Get him out of this damn hotel.
Well, now I can't go into the hotel. It will ruin my new image.
I think you're walking into the hotel and like a magical paparazzi like takes like a magic photo of you.
I'm moonwalking out of the hotel right now.
Yeah, no,
get me
I
out of
saying.
This damn hotel.
He's going in to go out.
Yeah,
that's the,
I got,
yeah. He's
got
to be in to go out.
Give me that fucking camera. Give me that camera. I'm running up the paparazzi.
Scooter Braun. I'm like walking up to the camera. I'm like, yeah, he's going into the hotel.
All of a sudden, so I'm the most famous person in this world. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm like the 2 week celebrity. Just like, I can't go anywhere from now on. So the hotel you guys are staying in is on Thorax's dime.
Hold on. Real quick. So the paparazzi gets you.
They get me.
They get you going into a hotel. So I have to, as your Scooter Braun figure, I pull you into a stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And I use my disguise kit on him.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Shit. Let me make sure I know if that's a particular role with that. Mm-hmm. I never fucking do kits in games, so I always have to look it up. Hold on. 1 second.
See, I only have to
describe. Yeah.
I only have to use the disguise kit of you going in.
Yeah,
which is the best part. Yeah. The best part.
And then when you leave, you got to announce that loud and clear.
Yeah,
you just
do an ability check and then add your proficiency bonus.
D20.
If you have proficiency in it, you can add your proficiency bonus. So yeah,
just a D20 and then something.
Oh, well, sorry. Yes.
Okay, so one D20. I will roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's just whatever.
Does this? I mean, it's gonna the disguise kit will work regardless, right? I mean, unless I get like a one.
You're rolling to see how like good it'll be.
I got a natural 20.
Oh my
you kidding
god!
Me? What do you want him to look like? Fucking go crazy!
Just 38 G boobs.
What? No, I did not say yes to this.
38 G boobs. And that's it.
He's a dwarf.
38 G.
He's all boob right now.
38 G boobs.
Jesus Christ. I can't walk.
And a blonde wig.
Here, pick me up. Carry me to the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
The paparazzi's like, who is that?
No, this girl's also famous.
You got a Hannah Montana situation.
Yeah, I walk up to the front desk. I say, hi, I'd like to check in. My name is Lovely Lindsay. Hello.
And her room is going to be free?
And my room will be free.
I mean, you
get her into this hotel.
So you were already staying
in that
here.
Hotel room.
Son of a bitch.
You can't silence.
How many fucking good times? Good bit alert. Good bit alert.
You just have to swipe it away.
You can flip on if you, we all have iPhones.
Yeah, my notification sound is turned off.
Oh,
yeah, it's still made.
Do the little switch on the left, turn
your volume
left.
Down because I got the same thing.
Give it down too. Oh wow,
I got the same thing and it didn't go off.
Really, mine
just turned the volume
mine is
all
not
the way down.
Yelled at me yet.
Me neither.
Interesting.
Your time will come.
I got the warning.
So you go up to the hotel. So the hotel you're in. Is Blinky's warm place? There's a one-horned hobgoblin named Blinky,
flying,
who runs a hotel.
Eater.
He masters in unseen servant spells and animate objects. So he has all these like invisible servants running around, and all these like objects that are like doing stuff.
What
like
kind of objects?
Like a wardrobe that organizes itself, like a desk that is able to like.
Oh,
pull
I
out
wish.
Stuff for
him. I
know
I
he'd be
that.
Fucking the objects.
I say that really loud
you
when we
know
walk in.
He'd be fucking the objects,
and you know the objects
that's
get
right,
fucked.
Lindsay Lovely. That's
I'm Lindsay Lovely.
That's exactly right.
And I'm
right.
Also and a singer.
The only singer. She's the only female singer in the
it's
land.
Lovely,
with a,
I don't.
A full
I don't.
Beard.
I don't recognize Evil Stevel, and I'm like, oh my god!
Hello, young one.
I
would
kid,
you like
I,
to
I,
autograph?
Hold on.
Let's not do this in the hallway. There's
I kiss
paparazzi.
All the, I
there's
kiss
invisible
from your
servants
hand
and
all the way up your
everywhere.
Arm.
Let's wait until we get into the hotel room.
Oh
to,
yeah.
So this is the
Lindsay Lovely's been seen with Dogan the Oreo.
So yeah, they have a OMZ. It's just an orc version of TMZ.
Just them be like, oh, did you guys see this about drinking blood out of a,
yeah,
out of a big
yeah.
mug?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Harvey Goblin.
Yeah. So it's a 2.5 star inn. So the only
shit.
Yeah. his dream.
That's pretty good.
Blinky's dream is...
you don't know anything about hotels.
I think Blinky's that must dream be pretty is to good. Be the first three-star hotel in Gal Gadot. But
well, here's a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
yes,
please
tell me. My name is Blinky.
Here's a tip. Don't require tips.
Here's an idea.
That's a good idea.
I have a good idea. What if you had superstar pop star Lindsay Lovely performing in your lobby? I think that might be.
Yeah, I think that is as her, I need to, as her manager and as
and maybe and maybe she could have a sexual male backup dancer perform behind her.
Yeah, I manage both Lindsay Lovely and the sexual male backup dancers.
Temporally, I just need to know when this is happening. Are you Lindsay Lovely right now? Is this when you first checked in before Ork Tank?
No, we checked in before Ork Tank, and then we came back, and he because I'm famous now, okay, he had to throw me in the Lindsay Lovely outfit, which then people, because I have such huge boobs, just assume I'm famous,
mm-hmm.
and so now I'm telling them that I'm a pop star. My name is Lindsay Lovely.
And I'm wearing tap dancing shoes now.
And he, yeah.
And I have a
how long does the disguise last?
And a cod piece.
I don't know, how long does the disguise kit
disguise kit?
Because I would have to keep re-rolling.
Let me check.
But I have a, I got a crit 20.
Once we resolve this, I have a plan I need to talk to you guys about.
I just want to, before we go any further, I just want to let everybody know I have a magical Bluetooth earpiece.
It takes 10 minutes. No, just the time it takes. Because it's not like the sky. It's not like a spell. It's not like the sky self.
Yeah, it's just
sky
permanent.
Sky self is an hour length. So
it's
the
permanent
sky is checking.
It off.
Yeah, it's a physical thing. So it just lasts.
Okay. Lindsay, baby.
Yes, doll.
Tell me, how would you like to come with us and pitch a brand new idea to Ork Tank tomorrow? We could maybe pitch a new album for you or a music video.
Where did the other dwarf go that you were with? Where did he go?
He went to the bathroom.
He doesn't like hotels.
Yeah,
so
he had to go to the bathroom, though.
Yeah, so he's
gone.
Oh,
get him out of this hotel!
Let me out of this hotel.
That
is
was
his
him.
Catchphrase. Yeah, his name is Evil Steve.
Well, because he doesn't like the bathrooms at hotels, so he had to go to a bathroom.
Of course, you don't speak for him. He's not here, and
I'm his manager.
You're not.
He hates going to the bathroom. You know why? Because he hates wiping.
Yeah, and he makes terrible smells.
None of this is true.
Smells. Yeah,
no, he's actually a pretty normal guy when you get to know him.
How do you know that?
How do I? Famous people, we brush shoulders with each other. That's kind of
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, you brush shoulders. Yeah, I hope you don't brush his ass. Because there's so much caked up
ass.
Shit on his ass because he hates wiping.
Why would I? That would be good. It'd be good to brush someone's ass if they hated wiping and cleaning his ass.
Yeah, with a steel brush.
I'm done with you. You are fired.
I'm not fired.
Manager.
I'm your manager. You can't fire me.
I could be your new manager.
You don't fire
your
manager.
You know how to cast disguise spells?
Maybe.
He doesn't know how to do that.
All right, you're rehired.
Yeah,
listen,
that's right.
Point is, I think that both of us would benefit greatly from me doing a set in your lobby. You could pay me
one
some
song.
Coins. One song, one opportunity, one shot in this lobby.
And you know, we could go do it right now.
I can't think of anything better. That's
right,
an amazing idea.
We'll just do the one
song. Three stars, here I come.
And what is it? Like, what is it?
How long is the song? 4 seconds?
Well, How long does the disguise kit last?
Until you take it off.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
I mean, like, until, like, people start to pick up on the fact that these are fake boobs. Like,
my boobs are not fake. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're size 38.
These are natural.
They look like airships.
Dwarf with bolt-ons. POV.
But, so we'll do one song for...
And one dance.
One song with a very sexual backup dance.
So sexual.
In the lobby. What is the song called?
The song is called Let Me Into This Love.
Yeah, we're gonna perform Lindsay
Lovely. Lindsay Lovely.
They're gonna perform Lindsay Lovely's Let Me Into This Love in your lobby. And that is going to get
people
to come to the hotel.
We have a wizard who's going
to
do a laser light show during it, too.
You see a why me, he's like, what? What do you want me to do?
Hey, hold on. Just give us... You go wait inside.
And we have...
Anything from the magic
Why
fridge...
Why does he have tits now?
Any... Shut up. Anything from the magic fridge, you can
Excuse
drink it.
Excuse me?
Anything from the
I
magic
know it's
fridge.
You. What the fuck?
Hey,
what?
Anything from the magic fridge, you can go drink it right now.
Shit, okay.
He just sort of walks away.
I
but
walk
don't
up.
Touch the don't touch the grog. Actually, everything but the grog you can that the grog is for me.
Okay, fine.
yeah. So you guys want to prep for this this evening of song and
no
dance?
Prep. I'm off the dome. Yeah, like sway in the morning.
I've got a dance choreography planned out of my head.
I have
it's
a,
very simple and very
so,
in your face.
I have a guitar made of bones. I'm the manager, but I'm also the guitar player.
Thorax is on the bass.
Yeah.
So it's a couple hours go by.
Sullivan is security. He stands in front of the stage.
He's got.
Well, who's the drummer?
There's no sunglasses, so yeah. He just has two eye patches.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Hey, you know what? This is not your show. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
And yeah, so a couple hours go by. The power is flickering and flashing. Blinky's warm place is packed. It is 10 p.m. in the evening. It is prime time for a late night show. Oh man, the lights are literally flashing at Caleb's apartment right now.
Holy shit.
Oh, that guy just lost power.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think we're next.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to do the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, describe to me the show, then we'll do some rolls.
Purple lights.
Okay, the audience is
everywhere.
Here.
Yep.
They're,
purple
some
lights
of them are
everywhere.
Wearing,
purple,
get me out,
it's flashing.
Get me out of this hotel
lights
t-shirts.
That are flashing between...
Not knowing that you're him, but
mm-hmm.
it's all coming together.
The lights are purple and yellow, and they're strobing.
Okay.
They're strobing between purple and yellow.
You see Wyme weaving his hands together, casting dazzling light spells.
Mm-hmm. It makes your head hurt within like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Thorax is starting the bass line to sort of get things started.
We're doing the sound check right now, and I'm like, I just can't, I mean, yeah, I think you got to turn the keyboard up. Turn the keyboard up. You got to do the keyboard and the bass at the same level.
All right. With the same level.
Same level. I mean, I have 15 pedals down here.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I mean, and, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, I think.
He's EQing the audio, raising it up. With magic.
Mm-hmm.
You see Thorax sort of like looks at you like,
I don't know why the bass and the keyboard need to be the same level.
They got to be the same level.
I literally start the song.
Yeah, you start the song. Look, you got to.
Okay,
pedal.
We got it. The whole crowd, the crowd is waiting, guys.
The backbone of this band.
Yeah, sure, but it's just literally all we have is a keyboard and a bass.
Mm-hmm. You see Prince Jumanji in the audience go, yeah, you guys rock, woo! Are you guys the three homeless guys still or what?
No, we're Lindsay Lovely and the three homeless guys.
Lindsay Lovely and her beautiful boy band.
Lindsay Lovely and the beautiful boys.
Okay. All right.
You go back up to the room. You're not allowed down here.
I know. I just wanted to see.
They don't draw X's on your hands down here.
Before we start
it's a
performing.
21-plus show.
I need to have a huddle with my band members.
Yeah, everybody.
The audience, like, okay.
It's a normal. I know you've never seen a concert before. This is a normal occurrence at every concert.
We can do this backstage also.
Nope, we have to do it on stage.
All right, huddle up. All right, huddle up.
Actually, you know what? Turn all the microphones off right now.
Huddle up.
All
right.
You see Wyme like, okay.
All right, come here.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, I forgot I had stage fright and I'm really scared.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You're going to go out there tonight. You're going to fucking rock it.
Guys, we have never played a song before. And
yeah,
we don't
know
what we're doing.
You got to just let the music guide you.
Yeah,
and the dance.
And you got to watch his hypersexual dance.
I have humongous boobs and they're making me uncomfortable.
They're not making you uncomfortable.
They hurt my back.
Yeah, it's going to hurt your back.
Is this what?
That's the price of fame.
Don't
right?
you? My dance includes a back massage. It's part of the dance.
You mean it?
We have everything covered. All you have to do is go out there and sing.
Do you see this cod piece?
Yeah, he's got a cod piece like cameo.
It's going to push into your back a lot, back and forth in different spots like a massage.
Oh, that actually sounds really nice.
It's, what's this? Why me or fuck you is going to use the...
Those are both right, though, I guess. Go on.
I thought your name was fuck you. I thought we changed it for you. Anyway. He's going to turn that into a massaging codpiece.
It vibrates with magic.
All right, okay.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready to sing,
okay,
everybody.
All right, okay.
Everybody,
let's
I'm ready
go.
To sing.
And then the, right.
Thorax nods, and he, like, looks at you guys, realizing there's no drums, and starts.
Okay, wait, but the tap dancing is the drums. I'm tap dancing with my tap shoes. That's the drum beat.
It sounds like a fucking, like, it's like a Keith Moon drum solo.
Let me into this love. Let me in to this love. Your love should let me in so that we can both win in this love. I'm Lindsay. My name is Lindsay. Oh yeah, and I'm singing. Let me into your love. Let me out of this hotel. Well,
all right, roll performance check. Everyone, roll performance check.
Everything falls silent when you say "Let me out of this hotel."
Everyone, roll performance check.
I got a crit 20.
Fuck.
Or a natural 20.
Let's get this.
I got a one!
No!
No!
I got a 17.
Right as I say, let me out of this hotel. I get a fucking one, dude. This is so fucked up. This is the most fucked up night of D&D ever.
Okay.
Holy All right, shit.
Let's resolve this. You say, let me out of this hotel.
But we all got pretty good rolls but him.
I know. Okay. With the crit one. You say, let me out of this hotel. Your tits fall off.
I grab them immediately.
But with the natural 20, everyone's like, who's this manager?
I'm playing Jump by Van Halen.
It is.
That's it.
It is like... Like, fucking Pistorius. You're carrying this by yourself, man. You are your own beast. Mm-hmm. The tits fall off. They roll to the side. You, Dogen.
I dive onto them.
You dive onto them.
Like a
Sullivan hears the commotion, turns around and bangs into the stage, falls over. The audience is now, what's your name? What's your name?
I'm Patrick Yodar.
Wow! Yo, is that Trunchbull's nephew? Ow! Like they're going crazy.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah. Trunchbull's nephew, famous guitarist.
Hey, check this out.
Lindsay
I start playing,
Love? What was your name?
My name was... It was Lindsay Love, but...
Wait, hold on. I got
actually,
an
idea. Actually, I'm...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Evil Stevel!
Roll persuasion.
15. Wait, 15.
Plus 8. 23. Okay. Everyone is mightily confused, but they'll roll
Lindsay
with
Love
it.
Is dead!
It was me the whole time. It was Evil Stevel the whole time.
It's the hotel
it
guy!
Was, yep.
Oh, shit!
It was, it's like
Get
kind of Tony
of
Clifton situation.
Now it say it with him, everybody.
Let me out of this hotel.
And I guess we'll end it there.
Yeah.